शांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहिए जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की, जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, श्री पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया की, यमुना मैया की, विनिध तुलसी महारान की, श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की, शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, निथाय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा। हरे कृष्णा। सो आई हैव बीन आस्क्ड टू टेक टुडेज मॉर्निंग क्लास इन इंग्लिश, सो विद दैट मीडियम ऑफ लैंग्वेज आई विल ट्राई माई वेरी बेस्ट हम्बल बेस्ट to serve all of you. And please, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai, and our most beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and all of his disciples and all of you, so that we can have a wonderful Krishna conscious discussion on today's verse. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So today we're going to discuss from the 10th canto, chapter number 10, verse number 39. So I'll recite the verse and you can recite after me. Shishuka Uvacha Itham Sankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokula Ishwaraha Damna Cholokale Baddha Prahasan Ahaguyako Shishuka Uvacha Itham Sankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokula Ishwaraha Damna Cholukhale Baddha Prahasan Ahaguyako Shishuka Uvacha Itham Sankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokula Ishwaraha Damna Cholokhale Baddha Prahasan Ahaguyako. Matajis.
Shri Shuka Vacha Sankirtita Svaya Bhagavan Gokuleshwara Dhamma Chokule Vada
Thank you very much. Word by word translation, verse translation, and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Shuka Uvacha. Srila Sukhdev Goswami continued to speak. Ittham. In this way, as aforesaid, Sankirtitaha, being glorified and praised, Tabhyam, by the two young demigods, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gokulishwaraha, the master of Gokul, because he is Sarva Lok Maheshwara, Damna, by the rope, Cha, also, Ulukhale, on the wooden mortar, Bhaddaha, bound, Prahasan, smiling, Aha, said, Guyako, on to the two young demigods. Translation. Srila Sukhdev Goswami continued, the two young demigods thus offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Shri Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, is the master of all and was certainly Gokulishwara, the master of Gokul, he was bound to the wooden mortar by the ropes of the gopis. And therefore, smiling widely, he spoke to the sons of Kuber the following words. Purport. Krishna was smiling because he was thinking to himself, these two young demigods fell from the higher planet systems to this planet, and I have delivered them from the bondage of standing for a long time as trees. But as for me, I am bound by the ropes of the gopis and am subject to their chastisements. In other words, Krishna submits to being chastised and bound by the gopis because of pure love and affection, worthy of being praised by a devotee in so many ways. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Savadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shiradha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shiradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Hare Krishna. So I'm feeling myself very fortunate to be given this opportunity to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam in this most glorious temple of ISKCON Juhu, which Srila Prabhupada considered as his office. And I feel myself unqualified to do this service, but I beg mercy from all the Vaishnavas, from Srila Prabhupada and all the spiritual masters, and from the Lordships to bless me so that I can speak something in their glorification and in their pleasure. Hare Krishna. So, in this verse, Srila Sukhdev Goswami continues that after the two demigods, Nal Kuber and Manigrif, when they offered prayers to the Lord, and when they finished, Lord began to smile widely, and then he said, that would come in the subsequent verses. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, why did Krishna smile? And if you read the verse translation, it says that he was smiling widely. Because Krishna was thinking to himself, that although these two demigods are praying to me, that I have freed them from bondage, but I am myself bound by the ropes of the gopis. So, it's a paradox. They are praying to me, and I being the Supreme Lord, and to what I am bound? By mere wooden mortar, and by simple ropes. So, thinking like this, Krishna is smiling. And Srila Jiva Goswami in this verse commentary, he says that even Nal Kuber and Manigrive are also smiling, but they are fearful of smiling because Krishna is right in front of them. So Krishna is now smiling more because he knows Nal Kuber and Manigrive can't smile. They are fearful of smiling. Krishna can understand that feeling. They are praying to Krishna. Krishna, thank you so much for delivering us from this cycle of birth and death, from this foundation. And they are seeing him, Krishna himself being bound to their wooden mortar. And then Srila Prabhupada makes a very beautiful statement. He says that why does Krishna gets bound? Because Krishna submits to the chastisement and the will of the gopis because of pure love and affection. And then Srila Prabhupada says, this love and affection of the gopis is worthy of being praised by all devotees in many ways. So a devotee, Srila Prabhupada says, should praise and appreciate the love and affection of gopis, what gopis had for the Supreme Lord. So by praising the love of the gopis for Krishna, we also make spiritual advancement. Just like in Bhagavatam, in the first canto, 8th chapter, when Mother Kunti offers praise to Krishna, she says that, Shanvanti gayanti ginantya bhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tava itam jana ta eva pashantya chirena tavakam bhava upravam padambujam. So Mother Kunti tells Krishna that devotees of the Lord not only engage themselves in devotional service, shanvanti gayanti ginantya bhikshnasha. Bhikshnasha means continuously they engage in shravan, kirtan, smaranti, and remembering the Lord. But along with doing devotional service themselves, what they do also is nandanti tava itaham jana. They find great pleasure in others also doing devotional service, and they praise those devotees. And by doing that, by ourselves performing devotional service and praising other devotees performing devotional service and appreciating their devotional service to Krishna and the spiritual master, what happens? Ta eva pashantya chirena tavakam. Ta eva. These devotees, pashanti, can see a chirena very soon. Tavakam. Your lordship's lotus feet, padambujam. But she says, those lotus feet, padambujam, what quality they have? Bhava pravaha upramam. That they can stop or close the bhava pravaha, the cycle of birth and death. So those devotees can very soon see the lotus feet of Krishna, which can stop the cycle of birth and death simply by performing devotional service and also by praising and appreciating others' devotional service. So you will see this quality in many devotees, specifically exalted devotees, that not only they would be very sincere in their devotional practices, but they would take every clue, every hint to appreciate the good qualities of other devotees and their devotional service. Just by doing that, one can very soon attain the lotus feet of Krishna. This Mother Kunti says in the first canto of Bhagavatam. So similarly, appreciating the love gopis had for Krishna, I'll just bring out a section from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Leela, chapter 4, verse 42. So in that section, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami tells the inner reason for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. One reason is Yug Dharma. What is Yug Dharma? Nam Sankirtan. He wanted to spread the Adi Leela, 4th chapter, verse 42. So Krishna's Gauranga Goswami in this section tells, why did Lord Chaitanya actually appear? What was the internal reason? And he says this. So, so you can hear. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, along with spreading the glories of holy name, Lord Chaitanya came for a hidden purpose, which only he knew. And now by the predecessor acharyas, we can also know. And what is that? Dasya sakhyam vatsalya araya shinghara chari prema chaturveda bhakti adhara. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, if you see devotees in relationship to Krishna, there are four kinds. Chatur Veda Bhakt Iyadhar. What are the four kinds of devotees? Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala, Shinghar. Those who are in Dasya Prem, Sakya Prem, Vatsala Prem, Shinghar Prem. Then he says, Nija Nija Bhave Sabha Shishta Kare Mane, Nija Bhave Kare Krishna Sukha Asvadane. Although devotees situated in each mellow, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala, or Shinghar, are satisfied in their mellow. And very happily they serve Krishna. Nij nij bhave sabhe shishta kare mane. They feel that their mood to Krishna is the best. Shishta kare mane. It is wonderful. Nothing can be better. They don't hanker that I am in Dasa, I should have been in Madhurya. Madhurya is the best. So I should also come in Madhurya. Hanumanji does not think like that. So he is very satisfied. Nij nij bhave sabhe shishta kare mane. They feel my way of serving Krishna is very satisfying. And nij bhave kare Krishna sukha swadane. And in that way, they find great happiness in serving Krishna. Then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, next verse. Tathastahe mane vichara yadi kare sabara sahayate shinghare adhika madhuri. In Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, just to make a comparison, transcendental comparison, although all are perfect, Dasya is perfect, Sakya is perfect, Vatsalya is perfect, Madhurya is perfect. But just to make a transcendental comparison, what pleases Krishna more, he says, Sabha rasa haite shinghare adhik madhuri. What pleases or gives pleasure to the Lord is shingharas. Just to make a transcendental comparison. Then next verse he says, and when he says this, in Chaitanya Charitamrita you will see, Jaya Shri Radha Ras Bihari ji ki, Lalita Vishakha ji ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Shishi Gone is Hayaki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. And this is how devotees should actually expound on philosophy. That whenever he would say something and come to a conclusion, immediately the very next verse he was substantiate with a reference from the scripture. So once he has come to this conclusion that Shringhar Ras is the topmost rasa serving the Lord, he gives a reference in this verse from Bhaktir Samir Sindhu. And he says, Yatha uttaram aso swada vishesh ullasamai api ratir vasanaya swadvi bhasete kapi kashyachit. So this is the verse from Srila Rupa Goswami Bhakti Swami Sindhu 2538. And what does Srila Rupa Goswami say? Increasing love experience in various tastes, one above another. But that love which has the highest taste in the gradual succession of desire manifests itself in the form of conjugal love. So he substantiates it. It's not my speculation, it's from scripture. Then he says, next verse, Ateva madhura rasa kahitara nama svakya parikya bhave duivida sansthana. And then he says, even in shingharas, there are two forms, svakya parakya. परकिया भावे एते रस्यर उल्लास व्रज विना इहार अन्यत्र नहि वास. He says even among the two, what are the two? Even among the two, Parakya gives more pleasure to Krishna. And this is found only in one place, in the entire creation, material and spiritual. Among infinite material creation, infinite spiritual creation, this Parakya Ras is found nowhere except in Vraj. Gokul Ishwara, Gokul Vraj. Not found in Dwarka, Mathura, Saket, Ayodhya, all the Vaikuntha planets also, only in Vraja. No one can dare to have Parakya Ras with Vaikuntha not. Only with Gokul Ishwara Krishna, only in Vraja. Vraja Vadhu Ganer Eye Bhave Niravadhi Taramadhe Shiradhaye Bhave Rayavadhi. Says even among all the Parakya Ras gopis, the culmination, the topmost, samam bonam, epitome, paramount is found in Shrimati Radharani. Prada Nirmala Bhave Prema Sarvottama Krishnare Madhure Rasa Aswadan Karana. So her love, Prema Sarvottama, all devotees' love is Uttam. But Radharani's love for the Lord is Sarvottam, topmost. Now, what I wanted to conclude. In the 50th verse, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Ateva sei bhave angikara kari sadhilena neja vancha goranga shri hari. Now, to taste that love which no one has except Srimati Radharani, Shri Hari angikara kari accepted that love and came as Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now in this verse, if you go to the last paragraph of this verse. So Krishna in the 7th chapter, 26th verse, who can tell that verse? 7th chapter, verse 26. Can anyone recite? Ved aham samitatani, vartamani cha urjuna, bhavishyani cha bhutani, natu vedana kashchana. What does Krishna say? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita is lays principle. Krishna says, Ved aham samitatani. Samitatani means past. Ved means to know. Aham means I. Krishna says, I know everything that has happened in the past. Ved aham samitatani. Vartmani cha Arjuna. Arjuna, I also know whatever is happening in the present, all across the creation. I know everything. Whatever happened in the past, what is happening currently, I know. Bhavishyani cha bhutani, I also know what will happen in the future. I can tell everything. Cha bhutani, and also know all living entities, I know. But namam tu veda kashchana, but me no one knows. I know everything, past, present, future, and all living entities I know. But me no one knows. But now you read this paragraph. The transcendental mellow relished by the gopis. Can anyone of you read? Loudly, can you read?
Excellently featured in Srimati Radharani, mature assimilation of the transcendental humor of conjugal love is represented by Srimati Radharani, whose feelings are incomprehensible even to the Lord Himself.
Just a minute. So, Srila Prabhupada says, the transcendental mellow relished by the gopis in Vraja is super excellently featured in Radharani. But that mature assimilation of the transcendental humor of conjugal love represented by Radharani, whose feelings are incomprehensible. What does it meant by incomprehensible? What does incomprehensible means? Cannot understand. Now Krishna says, I understand and know everything. But Srivan Radharani's love is so exalted, even Krishna does not know what is Radharani's love. What are the glories of Radharani love? How much Radharani loves me, even Krishna cannot understand. Krishna also cannot know. Yes. The intensity?
The intensity of her loving service is the highest form of ecstasy. No one can surpass Srimati Radharani in relishing the qualities of the Lord through this though through this supreme transcendental mellow. Therefore, the Lord Himself agreed to assume the position of Radharani in the form of Lord Gauranga.
Okay. So, Krishna cannot know the love of Radharani. To know her love, to know the glories of her love, to understand how much she loves me, Krishna accepts that mood and comes as Lord Chaitanya. That is the position of Radharani. So, in any pastime we see, there can be three lessons. Devotee says, one is Adhyatma, one is Adibhuta, one is Adideva. In any pastime, we can drive lesson for myself. What I can learn from this pastime, it's called Adhyatma. Adibhuta, what I can learn from this pastime for helping others, for preaching. And Adideva. In this pastime, what is a supreme transcendental Siddhanta? So, three ways we can learn from any pastime. So, what we discussed was Adideva. That what is the transcendental position of the love of the gopis. Although, we were discussing about the gopis in Vatsalya Bhava. But anyhow, gopis of Vraja, either in Vatsalya or in Madhurya, are the supreme most devotees of the Lord. And among them, the best is the Parakya devotees. And among them also, the top most is Srimati Radharani. Their love for the Lord is incomparable. Even Lord cannot fathom how much they love me. So this is the Adideva. Now let's come to Adhyatma. What can I can learn from this pastime or from this discussion? So Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna is bound by the love of the gopis. He is bound by the love of his devotees. Just like in Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand, a very beautiful verse comes. And Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Murkho vadati vishnaye, dhiro vadati vishnave, ubhayastu samam punyam, bhava grahi janardhana. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Krishna has this very special quality that more than the presentation, Krishna sees intention. It is said that world sees our presentation, how beautifully we look, how beautifully we dress ourselves, how beautiful our exchanges are. So, world sees the presentation. Presentation matters to them. But more than presentation, Krishna sees the intention behind that presentation. That what Krishna accepts. So he says that Murkho Vadati Vishnaye. If someone is making offering to Lord Vishnu, he is trying to offer something to the Lord. And in offering to Vishnu, he says Vishnaye. In Sanskrit, Vishnaye is incorrect. Incorrect grammar. Because he does not know Sanskrit grammar. Murkho Vadati Vishnaye. He says Vishnaye, Vishnaye, please accept this. And Dhiro Vadati Vishnave. And one who is a learned scholar in Sanskrit, he will say rightly that, my dear Lord, please accept this. And he will say Vishnave. Both have the intention to offer eatables to Krishna. But although something may be wrong and something is correct in language, but the intention is there to serve Krishna. Ubhayastu samam punyam. Both will get the same credit. Why? Bhava grahi janardhana. Oh, Krishna sees the bhava. So Srila Rupa Goswami says that there are two forms of bhakti. One is called Cheshta Rupa Bhakti, one is called Bhav Rupa Bhakti. What is Cheshta Rupa Bhakti? Cheshta Rupa Bhakti means external activities. Just like in Nectar of Devotion, he has given 64 limbs of bhakti. Watering tulsi, circumambulating the Lord, offering aarti, offering bhoga, chanting the holy names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating devotees, visiting dham, serving the deities. There are 64 limbs of bhakti. Cheshta Rupa means external activities of serving the Lord. But he also says there is something called Bhav Rupa Bhakti. Bhav Rupa Bhakti means the intent behind it. Just like in the definition of pure devotion service in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami says, what is the definition? Anyabhilashita shunyam jnan karmadi anavritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. He says, what is the primary characteristics of bhakti? Three things. It should be offered to Krishna first. Second, Anushilanam. It should be done with body and senses under the direction of the spiritual master or in disciplic succession. And third, he says, is Anukulyena, with a favorable intent to please Krishna. So all three should be there. So service should be rendered to Krishna first. Cheshta Rupa means Anushilanam, engaging one's body and senses to serve Krishna. But at the same time, the third factor is Bhav Rupa, to favorably serve Krishna, with a favorable intent to serve Krishna. So this is also very important. So both should be balanced. If I ask you, if there is only Bhav Rupa, there is only good intent, but we don't do anything for Krishna, then what is this? Only got some good sentiments. No? I say I love you, I love you, I love you, but I don't express my love in any way, then what is the value of that love? No? And if only Cheshta Rupa, then Srila Prabhupada says in 4th canto, 9th chapter, 11th verse, in the section where Dhruva Maharaj prays to Krishna to get association of pure devotees. So he says only in association our devotion becomes mature. And he gives example of a ripe mango and a green mango. So in that verse 4.9.11, if you can open. So Prabhupada gives example of a ripe mango. Ripe mango is compared to that devotee whose devotional service is mature. So that is very pleasing to Krishna because it's very sweet. But devotees who are just beginning their devotional service, their devotion to Krishna is just like unripe mango. It is little sweet, little sour also. So Prabhupada says this transition from unripe mango to ripe mango comes in the association of advanced devotees. Otherwise, our devotion service only becomes material activities. So if you see, have you opened that purse? So if you read the first paragraph, just read the first paragraph. Anyone of you can read 4.9.11?
The significant point in Dhruva Maharaja's statement is that he wanted the association of pure devotees. Transcendental devotional service cannot be complete and cannot be relishable without the association of devotees. We have therefore established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna Consciousness Society and yet engage in Krishna Consciousness is living in a great hallucination, for this is not possible. From this statement by Dhruva Maharaj, it is clear that unless one is associated with devotees, his devotional service does not mature. It does not become distinct from material activities.
Okay, thank you. So Prabhupada says, unless our devotional service becomes mature, it is not distinct from material activities. So if we only serve Krishna externally, but we don't have the intention to please him, then Srila Prabhupada says it's good, but it's not very different from material activities. So this Anukulina is also very important. So both balance should be there. So as practicing devotees, we do so many services to Krishna, but many times, as my personal experience also is there, sometimes we feel little dried up, as I asked this question also yesterday. So we perform devotional service, but if we leave the bhava, then it does not give us that relishment, that nourishment. And then what happens is that, as Vedanta Sutra says, 1.1.12, Anand Meva Bhyasat, every living entity is looking after pleasure. And if we don't find pleasure in spiritual activities, naturally, spontaneously, without our intention also, we will look for happiness in material activities. And what happens, initially when a devotee comes to devotional service, because that time he knows that material life is full of misery, and he takes shelter of Krishna to relish that rasa, he fully takes shelter of Krishna, is very blissful. But as and when time passes, you will find many devotees' enthusiasm wanes. Why it wanes? Because they feel that they are not getting that reciprocation or that bliss that they came to the Lord relinquishing the material life. So therefore we should also work on this factor of checking ourselves that whether I am serving in this capacity to please Krishna or not, or there is some ulterior purpose. So this introspection should go on. So Srila Jiva Goswami says, I am forgetting that reference, he says that before devotional, doing any devotional service, I should pray to the Lord that, my dear Lord, this activity I'm trying to offer you, I'm making a humble offering. Please accept it. And with that mood, I should start that devotional service. Then our activity is also there and our intention is also there. So Krishna wants that bhava also, along with that cheshta. And he looks for that bhava. Because ultimately Krishna wants nothing except love. Loving service. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada also, when he translated bhakti, how did he translate bhakti? Transcendental, loving devotional service. So it's transcendental, but with love and devotional service. So service should also be there, but with the mood to please Krishna, to offer him out of love. So many times this factor gets neglected in the course of so many duties and activities and rush and emergencies and things like that. So even if you see nectar devotion, many incidents like this are given. Just like we see the pastime of in Mahabharata, this pastime comes where Maharaj Yudhishthira sends Krishna as a peace messenger. When he sends Krishna as a peace messenger, Duryodhana comes to know that Krishna is coming. And Krishna is Vasudev, he is Dwarkadish, he is not an ordinary person. So that time, Duryodhana was trying to entice kings to his side. So when he came to know that Krishna is coming, he wanted Krishna to fight on his behalf. So he wanted to impress Krishna that you become my friend and we'll fight against Pandavas. So when Krishna was coming and Duryodhana came to know, so what did Duryodhana do? He made many rest houses, Vishram Grahe, on the road from where Krishna was coming to Hastinapur. Because he thought that whenever Krishna would get tired from traveling, he will have a wonderful stay and he can relax and come. And when Krishna was about to come, what did Duryodhana do? That the most beautiful palace in Hastinapur was of Dushasan, because Dushasan was most sensual. So his palace had all the comforts and luxuries. So Duryodhana made that palace 100 times more luxurious. So then when Krishna would come, he would offer the palace of Dushasan. And he knew Krishna would come, it would be time of offering him some meal. So he made hundreds and thousands of most exquisite and delicious offerings. But Krishna knew that whatever this is happening in the form of rest houses or meals or of palace to stay, externally it is looking very nice, but internally it is not to please Krishna. So Krishna instead, he did not even go to the palace of Duryodhana and instead went to Vidurji. And we know that pastime. And when he went to Vidurji, Vidurji was not there, so Vidurani ji was there. And Vidurani was taken aback because she didn't know Krishna is coming, and for them Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And then she checked her house, there was nothing in that house, there was practically nothing. The only thing left in that house was some bananas. And in that rush to please Krishna, she became so bewildered that we all know that she threw the banana fruit and on the plate she kept banana peels. But Krishna, just to show that he is looking at our heart, what did Krishna do? Instead of that, all offerings that Duryodhana had given, Krishna missed that and preferred to eat banana peel, which is actually not a food to eat. And Krishna accepted banana peel. The next day Krishna went to meet Duryodhana. So Duryodhana was a little angry because in one sense he was insulted. But he was trying to hide his anger. And Duryodhana said, come Vasudev, come, you're heartily welcome. Of course, you know, this pastime, if you say in Hindi, it is more relishable. Difficult to get that same mood in English, but still. So he said, Vasudev, come, you are heartily welcome to my kingdom. come sit on my vyas, on my vyasasana, or on my what do you say? Sinhasana. You sit on my sinhasana. Vyasasana is the wrong word. You sit on my sinhasana. And why did you not come in the evening meal? Drona asked Krishna. So Krishna, being very frank, Krishna said that, you know, this asana, I am not seeing that cushion. I am seeing only nails embedded in this asana. And Krishna said that whatever you have prepared for me is all bogus, because I know you don't have love for me in your heart. And those people who envy my devotees, they are my enemy also. So Duryodhana became very agitated. So externally we must see, he did everything to please Krishna. Wonderful offering, wonderful place to stay, wonderful reception. But the intention was to please Krishna. And Krishna, in another pastime of Bhagavatam, we will see that Krishna, if he sees even little intent to please him, he accepts it and delivers that person. Just like we see in the pastime of Putana. So Putana, in the last life, if many of you may be knowing, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj, Ratnavali. And Bali Maharaj conducted a big sacrifice. And all the greatest leaders were there in that sacrifice. And one uninvited guest came, a small Brahmana boy. And he was so beautiful. Krishna is all attractive. So when he came as Vaman Bhagavan, he was fully head shaven, moon-like face, lotus-like eyes, shining like thousands of suns. When this little Brahmana boy came in the arena, or the sacrifice arena of Bali Maharaj, so the daughter of Bali Maharaj, Ratnavali, was also sitting there. And Ratnavali, just like ladies have, when they see small children, their motherly affection increases. So Ratnavali, when she saw that little boy, this five-year-old boy, so beautiful, moon-like face, beautiful eyes, beautiful complexion, most soft and delicate body. So when that little Vamana boy came, Ratnavali thought, oh, it's such a beautiful child, such a delicate child. Wish if I could have put him on my lap and fed him my breast milk. She was thinking like this, out of love and affection for that little boy. So when the little boy came, Bali Maharaj asked, what do you want? So he said that, I just want 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj says that, I am the king of the entire universe. No one asks from the king of the universe 3 steps of land. So Vaman Bhagavan, he says that if someone cannot learn to be satisfied in 3 steps, he cannot satisfy even after getting 3 worlds. So I'm satisfied with these 3 steps. Now when Ratnavali heard this, her motherly affection increased 1,000 times. My God, what an intelligent boy. Not only is beautiful, delicate, affectionate, but he's very intelligent also. Very wise also. So her affection for that little Vamana boy increased many folds. And her wish to serve that boy also increased. And when Bali Maharaj agreed, okay, you take 3 steps. And then Lord Vamana, to cheat Bali Maharaj, he increased his size to such an extent that just in 2 steps he covered the whole universe. And when he asked King Bali, that where land do you have where I put my 3rd foot? And Bali Maharaj says that I have nothing except my body. And then Vaman Bhagavan put his foot on the head of Bali Maharaj. Now when Ratnavali saw this, that this boy actually came to fool and cheat my father, and he's trying to humiliate my father and take everything away from him, then whatever love she had, it turned to anger, extreme anger. And she said, yes, I want to breastfeed you, but not with milk, with the most dangerous poison to kill you. And Krishna accepted both. And then Ratnavali came as Putana. And when Putana also came to kill Krishna, at the very first glance, she also becomes attracted to Krishna. He's such a beautiful boy. But then she is reminded of his duty. No, I have to come here to kill him. But Krishna, what does Krishna do? Krishna gives up the second part. He accepts only the first part. That she has some intent to serve me. And with that very intent, Krishna accepts her as his mother in the eternal world. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in this pastime says that if Lord can accept this intention of Putana to please him in the most insignificant way, if Lord can accept that, then I also have hope. I also have that Krishna will accept me. So we see that Krishna wants that loving devotion service from us. So from this pastime, Adhyatma is that whatever we do before we start doing any service to the Lord, we should first contemplate and remind ourselves and offer it as a mental offering to the Lord, that Lord, please accept my service, whatever I am trying to do today, as a loving service to you. In whatever capacity, some may do deity worship, some may do Harinam Sankirtan, some may do book distribution, some may do fundraising, etc., etc. But before we start our services, let us offer this service from our heart to the Lord for His pleasure. So, Adhyatma. And Adhibhuta, for preaching, what I was thinking was, for newcomers, although they may not be able to develop immediately that bhava for the Lord, let them engage in some way in pleasing Krishna. And by engaging in any way to serve Krishna, slowly, slowly, by engaging their mind and senses in the service of the Lord, Lord will bless them. And they will also develop that mood to lovingly serve Him. So this is what I could gather from these words, Adi Bhuta, Adi Deva, Adhyatma and Adi Bhuta. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So if anyone has any questions, most welcome. Any corrections, most welcome. Any chastisements, most welcome. I have such senior Vaishnava sitting. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Go on the bus. I just have a comment. Go the Hindi one. Isme Hindi nahi hai. Mar gaya. Ab Vidishi ban gaya. Anyway, so very nice. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you very much for nice class. Now I will just go on this verse. See, this verse is Chatusbandha verse. This has relationship of four people. Sukhadev Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit about the activities of Guhyaka or the son of Kubera and the lords. After hearing their praise or prayer, how Lord became very happy. So, no English janta utna to. So this four side, now everyone is happy here. Prasanna ah guhyaka. See, as Prabhu said, those guhyaka or son of Nalakubar Manigriva, they are also happy, smiling. They are darshan of the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami is smiling, seeing the mercy of Narad Muni, that even the son of, you know, Kubera, who were so much involved in sinful activities, but they got opportunity to serve the Lord and the power of devotional service. Parikshit Maharaj is smiling, seeing the, you know, the last verse prior to that, the desire of Nalakubara or Manigriva to serve the Lord. And finally, the Lord is so happy when He is praised. So this verse is Chatusbandha verse. So therefore, if you see in whole section, this is separate. This is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. This verse is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. Of course, other verses are also spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, But all those verses are relationship with Nalakubara, Manigriva, and the Lord and the pastime. But this did not happen that time. This is spontaneous, spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. And through this, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to all of us also. Prior to this verse, if you see, the desire of Nalakubara or Manigriva, the desire of Nalakubara or Manigriva prior to this verse, go on previous one, the whole sequence goes, Bani Guranu Kathani Savana Kathayam Hasta Chaka Karmasu Manasa Tava Pada Yurnaha Smrityam Sirastava Nivas Jagat Praname Drishti Satam Darsanistu Bhavata Tanunam Satam Darsane Drishti Bhavata Tanunam. The devotee of the Lord, they are embodiment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he said the purification of the eyes is by having darshan of the devotee of the Lord. That's why Sukadeva Goswami picked up from here and said the importance of association of devotees. So just telling Parikshit Maharaj. Now go on today's verse. He said, Itham means thereafter. Sankirtitas means after being praised, you know. Tabhyam by Nalakubara or Manigrivabhyam by both of them. Bhagavan Gokuleswaraha. Such a wonderful word is there. Bhagavan means one who is full up with all six opulences. And he is Gokuleswar. He is master of Gokula. He is Gokuleswar. But that Gokuleswar is bound. He is bound. Kahan chala gaya? Gadbad ho gaya.
Damna chabadha.
Nahin, chodo, isi par chalega. He is bound. Now, in this verse, if you see, he became happy, prasanna. Icha sabd here. Itham sankirtas tabhyam bhagavan gokuleswara damnam gok... Cha, damna cha ukhale bandha. The cha sabd, the word cha, has a very, very, very deep meaning. Here simply it says that because of their praise, Lord was very happy. This is what this verse says. And he started speaking after being happy. But this cha, the Lord was not only happy because of their praise. But Lord was happy by Narad Muni. That Narad Muni so kindly, you know, blessed them. Lord was very happy by seeing Lord Shiva's blessing that he accepted these two wretched son of Kubera to be his disciple. He was happy that although my mother has tied me, I am bound, but I am Gokuleswar. My job is to take care of all the Gokulvasi, whether it is a plant, as a tree, or cowherd boy, or anyone. Anyone. So these people, this Nalakubara and Manigriva, they have done a lot of service. And now it is my time. So Lord is bound by love of Mother Yashoda. And now in this one, he is bound by the service attitude of Nalakubara or Manigriva who have rendered to all the Brajvasi in their lifetime. So Lord being pleased with their service attitude. He said, even I am bound myself, but I am Gokuleswar. If anybody who please me by their word, by their service, nobody can tie me. Nothing can tie me. And that's why Sukhdev Goswami used the word Guhyakau. Guhyakau had two words, two meaning. One meaning is son of Kubera. It's called also Guhyakau. And Guhyakau means one who has entered in the heart of the Lord. So these two are not ordinary people. They are a special people, one who has entered in the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, who is Gokuleswar, who has come, and now he is going to speak. What will he speak? We'll see from tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. So tomorrow will be the most cherished class by His Grace, Devki Nandan Prabhuji. Hari Bol. So thank you very much. Any other question, comments, queries? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. You showed that very nice verse from 4th canto, 9th chapter, where Srila Prabhupada very strikingly says that in the devotional service will mature only in the association of devotees. So very eye-opening for us to know, again know, the importance of devotees. But we get driven away by the thought that, okay, this association is required, but I will choose my association because I am not able to gel with all devotees. So how do we choose that association? Is it right to choose the association? And if so, what type of association?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, in 11th canto Bhagavatam, it comes that what should be association be like? Paraspar anukathanam pavanam bhagavatyasha mithorati mitotishti nivritta mitha atmana. What should association lead to? Paraspar anukathanam. That whenever two devotees meet, what they should do? In exchange with each other, paraspar anukathanam, they should help each other remind of Krishna, and they should glorify Krishna. Paraspar anukathanam pavanam bhagavat yasha. When they glorify the fame of the Lord, the names and glories of the Lord, pavanam, it purifies both the devotees because Krishna is in between them. Paraspar anukathanam pavanam bhagavat yasha mithorati. By doing this, they will develop more friendship, more love towards each other because they are both together going towards the common goal of loving Krishna. Mitho rati, mitho tushti, they will together feel satisfied. Nivrit mitatmana, and both will help each other overcome sense enjoyment. So with whichever devotee we can do this, that is association. So of course with some devotee, if by my own condition nature I feel a little disturbed or not so good, and Krishna unconscious, so it is my fault. So I pay all my respects to him and spend more time with those devotees whom naturally we gel together and help each other become Krishna conscious. So yes, scripture says like that we choose association so that we can together make progress in spiritual life. So we cannot, that is very true, that we may not be able to have the same relationship with everyone. But our purpose of association should be to help each other become more Krishna conscious. That is real association. Like that. Thank. So it's 9:10. I like to close. It's fast breaking. Today is Dwadashi. So I'm very grateful to all of you, specifically to devotees who have given me the chance to glorify Krishna and glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. And I beg forgiveness for any shortcomings, and I'm very grateful for all of you to spend some time and help me glorify Krishna by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki samved koti Vaishnava vrindi ki nitaya gaur premanande. Hari Hari Bol. So please do come tomorrow for the most wonderful class of His Grace Devki Nandan Prabhu. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.